Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Zach.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. All right. That call that I sent you, that was actually that wasn't from today. That was from the first, November the first.
Okay.
That was last Sunday. The problem with that call is when you open the call, you did what you were supposed to do. You opened it properly. You did say you were disconnecting due to no response, but you didn't disconnect,
Yeah.
and you sat on that call for 9 minutes. And I had actually messaged you when you were on that call and asked you if you were on a call, and you said yes. And that was when I had told you that I was monitoring and nobody was on the line. And then you disconnected the line.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I forgot that I forgot disposition basically, and I mean, I don't know. I can't remember what I was doing, but I was just sitting there. I just.
And then, I mean, on that same day, that was when you had been forced out because you
Yeah.
were sitting in after call for over 2 hours.
Yeah.
I do know that previously on the 16th of October that you were given a written warning for the exact same issues, sitting on dead air calls for several minutes.
Well, I wouldn't for that. He wrote me up for because I was having my headset. I don't know what was going on with it, but I couldn't hear them or they could hear me. But I had to. I kept on disconnecting call, and I don't know. Just he called me, and I think it was like five times I disconnected the call because I couldn't hear nobody. But he said there was somebody there, so.
Yeah, I know on some of them they were answered and you did state the disconnect protocol within the 20 seconds, but then you continued to sit on the line for up to 8 minutes. So that was included in that write-up because there was several calls that was included in that write-up as well. But being that you had just been spoke to about this previously about the same thing, the next step will be a 2-day suspension. So that would begin today. It'll be for today and tomorrow. That does also include loss of privilege for the at-home.
Please don't do that. Please don't. Please, ma'am. I can't have that happen. Not right now. Listen, I've been going through a lot, and I mean, this job is very frustrating. So, and I finally I'm getting to where I need to be for real. So just please, like. Please just don't do that. Please don't, like.
Yeah, and that's not negotiable. That is,
My car.
mean.
I can't, like, that's the reason why I got here. Like, my car's been messed up really bad, please. Like, okay, look, I mean, this will never happen again. I'll make sure it won't. And if it does, I will contact somebody immediately. Okay, please, like, please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. I can't.
I mean, there's nothing I can do in regards to that, Zach. Yeah, I mean, I do hate that. But I mean, it
Can
hasn't
you just
even.
do the suspension and not can I keep can you can I keep working from home, please? Please. Please, at least that.
Being, I mean, there it wasn't even 30 days in between the incidents, and it's the same thing. I do know when you were spoken to last time that, you know, that you were warned that, you know,
I wasn't warned about
the
not staying at home thing. I was not warned about, you know, not being able to work from home. I didn't know that was, there would be a suspension. Please don't do that. Okay, I'll do the suspension. I'll take that, but please don't take working from home away from me, please. Please.
I mean, like I said, that's out of my hands.
Whose hands?
There's nothing. I mean, there's really nobody that you can speak to. That's company protocol. I mean, working at home is a privilege. Not everybody gets to work from home. And with issues like this, we can't have you working at home. I mean, I'm not saying that you could never get back to a position where you could go back home, but for the time being, I do know that you would be required to come back in office, and that would be effective on Thursday, the 12th.
I mean, the whole point, I mean, I don't have a good car. I'm like, come on, man, please. Like, you're saying it's out of your hands, but, like, can I, like, is my team leader, like, somebody, come on, please. I'm going to end up losing my job, and I don't, like, not right now. I thought it was going to be a 2-day suspension. I didn't know I was going to be going to go back into work. Like, and home, like, man. Please, like.
Well, I mean, you can't expect to be sitting in after call work two hours here, 4 hours there, and sitting on dead air calls abusing company time.
I know.
And not be reprimanded, Zach. I mean,
that
goes with any job.
I know that. I know.
I mean, there's some places that wouldn't even give you.
I know.
A suspension, Zach. Some people would just automatically terminate you.
I know. I apologize. Like, most times I do forget. I do apologize. I'm just hadn't been trying as hard. But please just, I'm a good worker. I do really well. I know I can. And I just, please.
I'm not going to disagree with that, because I mean, I did look over your QAs. Your QAs are you know, pretty good. But the thing about it is, it's not just your QAs that's being looked at.
I know.
Because there is different issues.
I know.
So
listen.
If you, I mean, come back in office, get back where you need to be, prove yourself that this is not going to happen anymore, and you'll have the opportunity to be able to go back home, but as of right now,
can I prove it at home, please? Like, please, I don't have a reliable car. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna.
I mean, like I said, I mean, my hands are tied. There's nothing. I mean, that's unnegotiable. There wouldn't be anything that I could do. I mean, that's not just for you. That goes for anybody.
But I wasn't told that. I was just told it was going to be a suspension. I never was told that. And I'll take the suspension. Like, come on.
But the thing about it is, before you go home, they do tell you that, you know, there are certain requirements that are expected of you. To prevent being brought back in-house. And I do know that, because when I was an agent, I worked at home. So, I mean, that is part of, you know, that's part of the deal that they put out there for you when they do send you home. You know, you are expected to be able to maintain your calls and do what you're supposed to do. It's just giving you the freedom to be able to do it in the comfort of your own home. And that, like I said, that's a privilege. It's not a right, and not everybody gets that privilege. But once, you know, you've been given the opportunity and this happens, that's protocol. We do have to make you come back in office.
Can I just get one more chance, please? Like, I'm begging, like, I don't, I don't know how I'm gonna make it up there. I promise, like, if like, anything else happens, like, I'll just quit, you know. I won't mess up again. But it's just give me another chance, and last chance, like, something, because I can't, I gotta stay at home.
And like I said, unfortunately, there, I mean, that wouldn't be an option. I do know, let's see, I mean, I do need you to, you know, go into the system, look over, you know, the write-up, sign off on it. If you want to refuse to sign off on it, you can. It does give you an option. If you want to put any type of notation on there, it gives you the option to do that as well. But that suspension does begin today. And it ends on the 9th, which is tomorrow. And then you're off Tuesdays and Wednesdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you would be required to return in office on the 12th, which is Thursday, with your equipment.
There's really nothing, like, there's really no way I could stay at home. There's really no way, like, for real. Like, is there anybody else we can talk to? Like, anybody? They could possibly just give me that chance, please. I'll take the suspension. I'll take a pay duck. I'll pay reduction. I'll do anything. Please don't make me come back in office, because I don't know how I'm going to get there. And just, is there any other way?
And like I said, and unfortunately, there's not. Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can tell you, Zach, is, I mean, I do know when you were given your written, you know, they did tell you what the next step would be. And going from here, the next step would be termination. Okay. So, I mean, you've got the opportunity to get it right and to move forward doing the right thing. But you keep doing this, And it's not going to end well. I mean, because like I said, next step, it's termination. I mean, we can't have you sitting on calls when nobody's on the line. Can't have you sitting in after call work for hours at a time.
Is there any chance that I could possibly go back home?
That's what I said. You know, as long as you come in and do what you're supposed to do. I mean, I do know you would have the opportunity, just like anybody else, to be able to go back home. But you can't come back doing this.
Yeah. How long would that take?
Well, I mean, it really depends on you. It really depends on you. Like I said, if you come in and you're doing everything that you're supposed to, 90 days, this falls off.
So I'd have to work in-house for 90 days?
At least, yes. But this decision was already discussed and decided by management and HR. So there's nothing else that we can do.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to notate anything in the system on the write-up, it does give you the option to do so. You can hit, refuse to sign it and still put a comment if you want to. But other than that, do you have any questions about anything?
No.
All right. All right. Well, I will talk to you later, Zach.